Airdrie artist Melissa Brueggemans LaBelle has fulfilled a lifelong aspiration by bringing a children's book to life that beautifully captures the essence of sportsmanship and community spirit. Titled, Flip Flop Flapjack, the tale recounts the captivating story of Wild Horse Jack and the inaugural 1923 Calgary Stampede Breakfast. The words were penned by Wild Horse Jack's own granddaughter, Brenda Joyce Leahy, and the illustrations were crafted by Brueggemans LaBelle. Having previously showcased her artistic talent and passion for the Calgary Stampede through adorning local business windows with her art, Brueggemans LaBelle's creative journey has now taken an exciting turn as she embarks on the realm of children's literature. With a long-held desire to illustrate a children's book, Brueggemans LaBelle faced uncertainties as to where she should begin. But driven by her determination, she boldly reached out to book publisher Aisha Clough from Alberta-based Red Barn Books. The Carstairs-based publisher specializes in crafting stories centered around Alberta's historical figures, making it the ideal platform for Brueggemans LaBelle's vision. But little did Brueggemans LaBelle know that the centennial celebration of the Stampede Breakfast would mark the beginning of an extraordinary collaboration. "We met just coming together randomly by having a coffee," Brueggemans LaBelle said. "I was actually curious as this is my first illustrated children's book. So I took it upon myself to give her a call and say, hey, can we just eat and chat over coffee?" Impressed by Brueggemans LaBelle's portfolio, Clough revealed that Red Barn Books was working on a special book centered around the beloved Calgary Stampede pancake breakfasts, aimed specifically toward children. "It just kind of just took off from there," she said. "I met Brenda through Aisha, she was the one that suggested my work to her." Brueggemans LaBelle's previous experience with Stampede-themed artwork perfectly aligned with the book's idea. But it was after a meeting with Leahy, the author, that Brueggemans LaBelle truly realized the extent of her good fortune. "She came off as a very lovely, kind lady," Brueggemans LaBelle said. Brueggemans LaBelle said the book's message can make a big difference for kids and suggested the story is easy for them to connect with. "You don't have to be somebody from wealth or from well-known background or anything, he, Wild Horse Jack, just lived," she said. "So, he can be quite adventurous and yet still very much want to help his community and his friends." Brueggemans LaBelle's illustrations bring the characters to life, capturing their genuine expressions and emphasizing the joy that comes from helping others. Through her vivid use of color and playful scenes depicted, she ensures that readers and children will be captivated by the story's message of sportsmanship and the importance of being a good neighbor. With Brueggemans LaBelle's illustrations and Leahy's heartfelt storytelling, Flip Flop Flapjack promises to be a valuable addition to children's literature, imparting history in a fun and accessible way. Those looking to read the book can purchase a copy for $18 on redbarnbooks.ca. Flip Flop Flapjack is written for children aged 4 to 7 years old.